You can do that.
Premium, you're back. You're back from your trip.
I'm back from my trip. I was in New Orleans, Donovan. Actually, no, I wasn't, because this record's making me think of New Orleans stuff. But, yes, I've been on a trip, Donovan. Actually, I was in New Orleans in 1993, but it's changed since then. And how?
Well, you're back just in time for Vinyl Cobwebs 219. 219 episodes now, going strong, right here on Vinyl Cobwebs.
Oh, I'm glad to be back. I was listening to the solo show you did, Donovan.
It was pretty bad.
I thought it was hilarious. The flying skulls off the corners of the stage, you know, that's flying skulls.
I don't even remember that.
I like the flying skulls.
I do know that somebody caught a skull and then lost it, and it turned the whole Dwayne Kaiser Tiki Time Luau 2006 into a disaster. I think there's a lawsuit pending.
Well, no lawsuits pending here, Donovan. It's 219th. Number 219 episode of Vinyl Cobwebs.
And as you're listening to this program, if you feel the need to donate any money to Donovan, go right ahead, because I need a new roof. We have a leak in the roof. Maybe we'll play Elvis Presley leaking roof song.
You could also donate some money to Premium.
No, I need the money for my roof. Oh. Stop it. We need a new roof, Premium, here at Vinyl Cobweb Central. But anyway, don't worry about that. Just worry about platters that matter. And Premium Deluxe is going to start the show off because he's been gone for a while. What do you have for us to start the show?
Well, I know this will probably be a drag to some people, but it's only fitting because it is spring. Gary and His Friends. I think we played this before many moons ago, but let's play it again. It's on the Josie Records label. La, 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 la. Oh, yeah, yeah, it is spring. Yeah, la, la, la.
Sure feels like summer here, and like spring just kind of skipped us.
Skipped us, Donovan.
Take it away, boys. I spent an hour once listening to that song.
You did.
That's what it felt like. What are you doing, Gary and His Friends?
You know, when I first got that record, I thought it was supposed to be a doo-wop song, because it said, "It is Spring" by Gary and His Friends. So I go, okay, well, that sounds intriguing. I'll bid on it. And, well, everybody seemed to know what it was, because nobody else bid on it. I got a cheat, and I go, wow, I got a rare doo-wop record for cheat. Let's put it on the turntable. La, la. La la,
cuckoo.
Cuckoo, spring.
Talk la, about cuckoo. Why don't you sell that platter that matters right now on the radio?
Oh, I don't think
you're going to keep it for a little longer, huh?
I'll keep it. It's on the Josie Records label if anyone's interested. About 58 or 9. I haven't checked the date exactly, but by the looks of the label, it's about that time.
I don't know. It might become a true Vinyl Cobweb standard. Only time will tell.
Do you think they played it on American Bandstand?
I don't think so. Really?
Well, you know. No. You lent me that tape, that disc that has an episode, early episode of American Bandstand from December 18th, 1957 episode. It was really interesting. Of course, it was bad quality because it was recorded on Kinescope, but they were dancing to songs like At the Hop and Get a Job and stuff, but they also played some horrible crap, too.
I like the way Dick Clark was doing the commercial for 7-Up, and he seemed like he was hoarding the 7-Up. He was holding it there and not giving it to the kids, saying, "You be good or this Dick Clark won't give you a 7-Up.
Yeah, and he'd actually drink it. Do you think he actually had liquid in it? He'd go, ah. tasty, sparkling 7-Up.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure it
And the kids, they show the kids in the audience going, I'm thirsty.
Yeah, we've been dancing for a while. I want some. Okay, enough. Enough!
Let's play another record that I think they might have tried on Bandstand. It sounds like a Bandstand record. It's on the Dot Records label from 1958. It's not very famous. It's called Crazy Love, but it sounds just like one of them kind of lesser-known Bandstand songs that might have not have made it, but is on the show. But let's try it. Let's play it. It's Crazy Love by the James Brothers on the Dot Records label.
We're gonna put it on!
And now let's have some tasty 7-Up.
All right. Crazy over you. I kiss me, hug me, hold me, do. We're all so near the moon above. Oh, crazy, crazy, crazy love. Your eyes, they give my heart a shine. My mind's a working overtime. And if I'm acting out of line, it's crazy, crazy, crazy love. Now there are times you got me coming, and times you got me going, and times when I'm so mad at you. But even better, super dollar, baby, you just have to holler, I'll come running to you. You goof the works on in my soul, and when I hold you close, I know my heart just seems to lose control. Oh, crazy, crazy, crazy love. So mad at you, but you can bet I saw the job of it. Hey, you just have to holler, I'll come running to you. You goof the works up in my soul, and when I hold you close, I know my heart just seems to lose control. Oh, crazy, crazy, crazy love. Oh, crazy, crazy, crazy love. Oh, crazy, crazy, crazy love.
Visit ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K. Nothing but strange, bizarre, esoteric, titillating, shocking, disturbing, and terrifically retro cool films of all kind. You won't find these films in your local video store, not on cable television, not even in Japan. This is the obscure, lost in time, completely twisted stuff your mother warned you about. ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
You, all I get is lies. 7 days of crying just because of her line is too much for me.
I'm gonna leave you, baby.
A week ago I loved you, now it's turned to hate. So stop your crying and your lying, cause your tears are too late. One time and I'll be gone, so hope you see it's wrong the next time.
I'm gonna leave you, baby.
But your cheating's only gonna make me find someone new. If you can't be true to me, then I'd rather set free and go my way.
I'm gonna leave you, baby.
Not one, but two of the most terrifying creatures ever to come alive. The incredible fire monsters, each a raging, unkillable horror, both on a rampage to stun your every sense. They were born to destroy each other, but first, they'll destroy the world. See Gigantus, the fire monster. Here's motion picture adventure and excitement to stagger the imagination. The fantastic fire monsters, raging out of the bowels of hell. Mighty Gigantus, crushing whole cities in his wrath. And deadly Anguirus, screaming its challenge of mortal combat. The Battle of the Ages. Scenes, sights, and sensations beyond anything the motion picture screen has ever shown. Don't miss Gigantus, the fire monster.
What are you trying to do, honey boy?
Honey boy,
ow! You picked up something new. You must have a brand new recipe by the way you keep on thrilling me. Honey boy,
honey boy,
ow! You didn't learn this from me, honey boy.
Honey boy,
wow! Who can your teacher be? I learn all you can while you're in school. When class turns out, don't be no fool. Come on,
mama,
honey boy,
mama,
come on,
mama.
Yesterday,
yesterday,
I was so glad,
so glad,
when you said you had to leave. But now today, you came back,
you came back
with a brand new Jimmy up your sleeve, honey boy. I make me fall in love with you. I've got a confession I'd like to make. Baby, you've got just what it takes. Come on, honey boy,
come on.
Yesterday,
yesterday,
I was so glad,
so glad,
when you said you had to leave. But now today, you came back,
you came back
with a brand new. Make me fall in love with you. I've got a confession I'd like to make. My baby, you've got just what it takes. Come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
honey boy.
Come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
come on.
Oh, that's the Honey Boy song by Ruth Brothers. Actually, I made a mistake there in writing the playlist. It says Ruth Brothers, but it's Ruth Brown, so I got to correct that. But it's Honey Boy, and we've played the flip side of that, which was something about a train. Oh, what was that? What was the name of that record? We played it before. What is it? Where did I put it?
I don't know.
Took it off.
I just don't know, Premium.
Well, I'm looking at you. You segue and say something. And
I'm going to segue into... What? You're out of control. Live radio is not for Premium.
Be a DJ, Donovan.
Right,
be a
by,
DJ.
Mayor and Vinyl Cobwebs, this is Donovan telling you about ScaryGuyVideo.com. ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
With a K!
Shut. You can all get all sorts of obscure, esoteric, bizarre, retro, and totally cool films of all kinds. Check it out today. ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K. Okay, Mr. Deluxe.
And now I've regained my DJ footing, I think.
Beat you up in a minute.
Anyway, Honey Boy was the reverse side of Taking Care of Business, which we played several episodes back. It's in the original Atlantic sleeve, Donovan.
Do you think Elvis liked that song?
Which one, Honey Boy?
Oh, the other side.
Taking Care of Business?
Oh, yeah, Taking Care of Business.
You know, he had that TCB neck.
That's where he got the idea. Bolt. That's where he got the idea, Donovan.
You don't think it was the Bachman-Turner Overdrive song?
Yeah, it could be.
Oh. Why don't you sing that as Elvis?
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. Oh.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Did we tell everybody what we played in that last segment?
In that last track list?
I think we are all caught up, Donovan. We played Honey Boy by Ruth Brown. 7 Days of Crying by the Cavaliers. Oh, yeah, that was the Garage Band. We didn't mention that. From 1966 or 7-ish.
Off the Crisis Records label.
A Crisis Records label, Donovan. It's very crisis-y.
I think we're in
sounding.
A crisis right now, Premium. We got a hole in the roof.
Ah, Donovan, what are we going to do?
You're going to have to get up there and tar it for me, Premium.
I'm going to tar and feather you to death.
Don't you tar and feather me. Okay. What? What? Oh, okay, I'll do that. Right now or later?
Yeah, right now.
Okay. All right. Catch the skull.
I'm going to come after you, and I'm going to rip your head off and perform certain toilet functions down your neck. How's that, Huckleberry?
You are so beautiful. You're such a sight to see. You're the girl for
you,
me.
You
set my soul afire, filling my heart with one desire, wanting to be with you. You could make a blind man see. You could make a crippled man walk. You could make the quietest man in the world talk.
You, nobody else will do.
Every little boy in town wants to get his arms around
you.
For no one else will do but you. Your 39-21-40 shape. Yes, you got me going ape to ape over you. His arms around
you.
For no one else will do but you. With your 39-21-40 shape. Yes, you got me going ape to ape over you.
That's one of a fine record, Donovan. We played that before a long, long time ago. I think only once. A long time ago on Vinyl Cobwebs. That's the Showmen, the guys that did that, what was that song? Rock, something about rock, early rock and roll.
Straight out of New Orleans, where Fats Domino is still residing looking for some crawfish.
Very crawfishy.
What do you mean?
What?
What do you mean? 39-21-46.
Yep.
Those are definitely not Fats Domino's measurements.
Oh, Donovan.
What?
You're funny.
Okay.
¿Cuál es su auto favorito?
What?
I just said, what is your favorite automobile, Donovan?
I would have to say a 2003 Tiburon.
A Tiburon?
A Tiburon.
With a personalized license plate on it.
That's right.
That says Donovan.
Get started.
See, you just learned Spanish, folks. ¿Cuál is what?
I live in America. I do not want to learn Spanish.
¿Cuál es tu auto favorito? You're going to need to learn English. I need to learn it too.
You need to put a platter that matters on the turntable.
Okay, and I will. You know, about 1962...
Coming up later in the program, we'll be doing our favorite segment, Which Platter That Matters Is Fatter.
Okay, we'll do that again. Meanwhile, did you know that Riceland
Rice...
We'll
be taking some phone calls as well at 575-VC-VC.
Meanwhile, Riceland Rice...
Oh, were you saying something?
Yes.
Oh, go right ahead, Ram. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Thank you, Donovan.
Don't bump the microphone.
In 1962, thereabouts, Riceland Rice put out this deal where you can, if you send in enough box tops for Riceland Rice.
Is that like Boutros Boutros Ghali?
Exacto.
Riceland Rice?
Exacto Mundo.
Oh.
Riceland Rice.
Sorry, I won't interrupt you anymore. I apologize.
Anyway.
I'll go right over here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I think this was a radio commercial at one time, a shortened version, but I guess you could say, yeah, if you would like our radio commercial on a record, why don't you send in 20 box tops from Riceland Rice, and you will get a copy of Sonia and the Avons singing for Riceland Rice, put out by the Noble Drury and Associates out of Nashville and Memphis. Here we go. So here they are, Sonia and the Avons singing for Riceland Rice. And you know what's really funny, Donovan? I actually accidentally stumbled onto this record looking for another one.
It's abundantly redundant, Premium.
I know, but
Riceland,
you know...
Riceland Rice.
I'm going to play that other record, but I was looking for a record by the Avons on eBay, and this one popped up by Sonia and the Avons. I was like, I gotta get it! And I won it, Donovan. So here it is. Sonia and the Avons sing for Riceland Rice. I'm getting hungry for Riceland Rice.
Yay! It's now time for everybody's favorite segment of Vinyl Cobwebs.
Yes, me.
It's time for Which Platter That Matters.
Oh, I thought this is
batter.
I thought this was going to be an Ernie and Bert segment.
No, it is not. We're going into your favorite segment. Which Platter That Matters is fatter. Right here in Vinyl Cobwebs. You have two records, Ram. Two 45s. I want you to grab them and plan them in queue. Go ahead.
Okay,
do it right now.
I'll grab one here.
As we listen to the musakic sounds of the music.
Okay.
Musakic?
Two platters.
Musakic.
It's very musakic, Donovan.
That's a new word. I like new words.
A word to the wise.
It's like mellifluous. Mellifluously musakic.
Never do you compromise. Okay, I got two records.
All right. Now, don't measure them yet. We're going to play them back to back.
I shan't.
Don't measure them. Don't you do it.
I shan't do it.
Alrighty then. Here we go. Which platter that matters is fatter. And if you'd like to take a guess, call in right now at...
Donovan.
boy, that's the worst music ever. I wanted, like, bombastic drums and fanfare, and I got that crap.
Condition red. Don't you come over tonight. Cause mommy and daddy don't approve of you and me getting too tired.
Why doesn't he get a haircut? Why doesn't he shave? You know, he used to be such a nice looking fella before he grew that awful beard.
That's what my mama and daddy keep saying to me. And every time they tell me, boy, I try to make them see that though your hair is long and your mouth is in the sky, for me, you're the right guy.
Condition
first contestant, Cecevich record was Fatter. Which fatter is the platter that matters?
I knew you would mess that up, Premium. I knew it. That's why I wrote it down. Say it.
What did I mess up?
Which platter that matters is fatter is the name of this segment. Not which is fatter. The segment is named Which Platter That Matters Is Fatter. Can you say that?
Which platters that matter is fatter?
No. Try one more time.
Which platter that matters is fatter?
There you go. But you gotta say it in that sing-song way.
Like it's da 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 da.
Which platter that matters is fatter than the other?
I just don't.
Well, anyway.
He's got another platter
here's
that
contestant,
could be fatter.
Here is contestant number two. Could this be the fatter of the two platters?
Say, shut up, Donovan, in a whiny voice.
Shut up, Donovan!
I think you can at least tell him what the last one was.
Oh, well, the last one was called Condition Red by the Goodies from 1968.
The Goodies!
And they're trying to rip off the Shangri-Las. But that's okay, because it was like 4 or 5 years removed. Right even down to the piano going bong.
It's hip.
And the car crash, you know. Okay.
It's hip.
It's on the Hip Records label.
Boy, it's kind of lightweight. I'm not to give you any hinting, but...
I don't know. It might be fatter than the other one that matters.
Once you drop that on the new flooring, you might make a hole.
And here it is, Sam Butera and the Witnesses with She's a Cucamonger.
This is just plain bad.
Shut up, Donovan!
Nice talking to you, baby.
A fire.
Nice talking to you, baby.
A fire.
Nice talking to you, baby. Now why don't you talk to me?
She's a cuckoo-monger.
Nice for walking with your baby.
A fire.
Nice for walking with your baby.
A fire.
Nice for walking with your baby. Now why don't
don't you walk with me?
She's a cuckoo-monga.
We can walk and talk and talk and walk. The strolling down the avenue. Yes, but what we stand, what we do, I'll leave it all up to you. A nice of talking to your baby. A nice of talking to your baby. A nice of talking to your baby. Now why don't you talk to me?
She's a cuckoo. She's a cuckoo.
We can walk and talk and talk and walk, strolling down the avenue. Yes, but what we say and what we do, I'll leave it all up to you. A nice talking to your baby. A nice talking to your baby. A nice talking to your baby. Now why don't you talk to me?
She's a cuckoo-monga.
Now why don't you walk with me?
Cuckoo-monga, she's...
Now why don't you talk to me?
Monga, she's a cuckoo.
Why don't you talk to me?
She's a cuckoo-monga.
She's a cuckoo-monger. Yes, that's Sam Butera and the Witnesses from August of 1959, according to the Dot Records label. On the Dot Records label, they actually had the date down at the very bottom. You can see 8-59.
What's a cuckoo-monger? Cuckoo-monger.
I don't know, but that guy sounds black, but it's actually Sam Butera. He was the head of the band that used to back up all the Louis Prima records. They were kind of partners there for a while. But that's a good one. That's a rock and roll song.
Okay, you figure out which one is fatter. I think you know already, right? You did the measuring. You got the forceps out. Yep. You measured it as good as you could.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to take a phone call now. Okay, let's see. Who's there?
This is Bob Shang.
Hello, Bob.
Yeah?
Do you have a guess on which platter that matters is fatter?
Well, just deciding by the sound of it, you know, you can't really tell because I can't see him, but I would guess the second one would be fatter because I just like it. Maybe it's only because I like it. But that's my guess. What do you think?
I'm sorry. I was so thinking in the back of my mind that, geez, Premium, you can't even do a voice that sounds not like yours when you call in.
Oh, I thought you were going to kind of... Oh, well... That's not
me. That's pretty bad.
It's someone else.
I didn't hear a word you said. What did you say?
¿Cuál es su auto favorito?
No, you're incorrect. Let's go to another caller. Click. Hello?
Hello?
That doesn't sound like you, Premium. Okay. Who is this?
This is Helen.
Helen, which platter that matters is fatter? I hope you didn't hear the other phone call.
Well, I think the former... The one about the motorcycle crash and the psychedelic sounds and...
Premium, which one is fatter?
Well, you want me to tell you which one's fatter?
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's the second one. She's a cuckoo-monger.
Well, then why did we have that person guess first?
It is heftier and chunkier.
We couldn't have taken another phone call. Oh!
Well, because I thought we were going to take a few calls and then...
And then the first person gets it?
Oh.
Hit my head in the microphone.
On sailed the vinyl cobwebs balloon.
I think that segment is dead. I think we botched that badly.
Yes, around 8 o'clock it did. Because I'm going to play a song called Alone There.
Wake up! All those listeners out there, wake up! I think you've fallen and you can't get up. listeners, wake up! Wake up! All you Kick FM listeners, wake up! All you City Vibe listeners in the UK, wake up!
Donovan?
What?
On sailed the vinyl cobwebs balloon.
I hurt my sacroiliac.
On sailed the vinyl cobwebs balloon into oblivion.
Well, anyway, Helen, you're wrong, and the other guy was right, and we cut him off.
Oh, dear, I was wrong!
Yes, I was right. Thank God.
More platters than matter.
Okay, and now I'm going to play the platter that confused me when I was bidding on it and I found the one by Sonia and the Avons. Well, here's the one I was actually looking for. It's one out of the UK. They did a cover version of Seven Little Girls Sitting in the Back Seat, but I flipped it over and I really flipped for it, so I will play it instead. It's called Alone at 8 on that green Columbia record label with silver print.
It looks blue to me.
Silver print.
It looks blue.
Green.
Blue.
Green.
Blue.
Silver print and green.
Take it away, boys.
The motion picture screen brings you twice the terror of anything you've ever seen. Not one, but two tremendous, horrifying creatures. The fantastic fire monsters raging up from the bowels of hell to rain destruction on the world. See Gigantus the Fire Monster from Warner Brothers.
I'm broke, disgusted, ain't got a dime.
Money talks,
money talks,
oh, money talks, oh, money talks anywhere you go.
Money talks,
oh, money talks,
money talks,
oh, money talks, oh, money talks anywhere you go. If you're over in Japan, better have some yen on hand.
Money
talks,
money talks,
oh, money talks, oh, money talks. So if you're over in London town,
Papa,
be
you
sure
want.
You got a few pounds.
Papa,
if you're
you
down
want.
In Mexico.
You
sure
want,
you have a face,
money talks,
oh, money talks,
money talks,
oh, money talks, oh, money talks anywhere you go. So if you're in the USA, brother, pass a buck my way.
Money talks,
oh, money talks,
money talks,
oh, money talks. Money talks,
money talks,
oh, money talks, oh, money talks anywhere you go.
Money talks,
oh, money talks,
money talks,
oh, money talks, oh, money talks anywhere you go. When the police put you in jail, it takes money to pay your bill.
Money talks,
oh, money talks,
money talks,
oh, money talks. Well, they say when push comes to shove,
Papa,
that money can't buy you love.
Papa,
but
you
want romance. You gotta have finance.
Money talks.
Oh, money talks.
Money talks.
Oh, money talks. Oh, money talks anywhere you go. So when you're feeling sad and blue, money brings me joy to you.
Money talks.
Oh, money talks.
Money talks.
Oh, money talks.
Money talks.
Money, 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 money. Money talks.
Money talks. Yes, indeed, it does. It squawks and talks. You won't guess who that is, but it's on an EP I got here. Let's see. Let me pot it up a little bit.
Lover or fool, which shall it be? Lover or fool,
yes.
I'm yours.
Baby. I bet you can guess now. That's the none other than the Penguins, the Earth Angel guys, and I got it here on a EP thing with two hits on each side. Got Money Talks and A Lover or Fool, which is another goodie. Butterball and Heart of a Fool, right there on the Dewtone Records label. Care of Vile Cop Raps.
Today is the day I go into the other world called Muppetonia, Bert.
Ernie, what the heck are you mumbling about now?
I've devised the stellar operating system that teleports my felt-covered molecules into outer space orbit.
You have not, Ernie.
Oh, yes, my doubting Thomas roommate. I've decided to let you beta test it, Bert.
No way, Ernie. You won't get me to climb into your chamber of horrors.
That is an interesting way to examine my endeavors, Bert. Horrific chambers of holistic hambones.
Ernie, stop all that flowery language. It makes you sound artsy-fartsy.
Go ahead, Bert. Climb into my teleport chamber. I'll need you to try it first before I can venture forth to Muppetonia.
Absolutely not, Ernie.
Okay, Bert. I was hoping I wouldn't have to do this, but you leave me no choice. Let me just pull out your prize paperclip over here.
What's that, Ernie?
I have your prize paperclip. The Hartford large platinum clip that you picked up on eBay for $1,300.
Give me that, Ernie.
Whoops! Drop the paperclip, Bert, right into the teleport chamber. You better go get it, Bert.
Ernie, I'm going to go get my prize paperclip out of the teleport chamber right over here.
That's right, Bert. Let me just close the door.
Ernie.
Not until I send you into the fourth dimension, Bert. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Enjoy your interstellar trip, Bert.
Well, a black cat crossed my path. I turned around when I saw that. Then I threw away my good felt hat. Then I walked on down the road. I took a stroll down by the sea, hoping no more cats to see. Then I heard a meow right behind me, so I took steps on another road. Black cat, black cat, black cats all around me. I went over to the dog pound. I didn't think I'd see any cats around, but I saw two black ones lying on the ground, so I found another way to go. I sat down neath a live oak tree. I saw a little girl, she was lonely. She had a black cat, but it didn't scare me, 'cause I liked her right well right off. Black cat, black cats all around me. And talked a little bit. I sure was lucky, I made a big hit. I smiled at the kitty and petted it, 'cause a black cat never hurt me. Well, to make a long story short and sweet, you can't blame a cat for crossing the street. It even seemed like they helped me to meet the pretty little lonely girl. Black cat, they're not unlucky to me. We're gonna have two or three.
Oh, hello, everybody. This is Mel Remy. We had to keep writing to Capitol Records to order more copies because we kept wearing them out there on the K-neck turntable. Oh, yeah, those heavy tone arms we used to use. That's Black Cat there by Tommy Collins, 1960. Played it a lot.
He has a fight with Matthew Bassett. He has a pillow fight and feathers go everywhere. They go to Pizza Hut and they continue their fight with feathers landing in the pizza slice. It tastes real tickly and they keep on sneezing while they eat the pizza. They eat when they're having their pizza pillow fight. And then Donovan gets creamed real hard by Matthew Bassett and he ends up crying crocodiles in his pizza tears. Then he does it back. And then afterwards they cruise downtown Salt Lake City in State Street. And then they yell at some Tongan mean guys and they get chased around the block. And then they run from these big old mean old Tongans. They have those fluorescent lights at the bottom of their car and they think they're so cool because they're having a fight with some Tongans. Then then Donovan and Matthew, they get into more trouble. They go to Memory Grove where the tornado hit last year. And then they meet some really screwy ball druggies there. And they get forced to do some evil drugs. And then they metamorphosize into a giant tree. And then they turn into some sparkler fans. And then they turn into some mean old grizzly bears with honey pots stuck on their ears. And then some bees come and attack them. And then they get stung and sting and sting, 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 sting. And then I run out of all kinds of things to say because I'm Premium Deluxe with a turkey on my arm.
Premium!
Look what you made me do!
Everybody's go-go wild.
Will the go-go crowd have their four-speed sticks now?
Go better, go better.
looking at a baby. I can see the world the way that I would like the world to be. Innocent and pure and clean, just like a newborn baby.
The wonders of a baby. I can see the way the world ought to be when looking into the eyes of a baby.
Stop looking at me. Why are you looking at me?
Because you're such a cute little innocent bite. Bite.
Go look at some other baby.
Baby is a philosophy. The primordial ooze that once ruled our world has been captured in the eyes of a perpetual motion baby. Baby is the moment. Its ever-changing patterns are hypnotizing yet invigorating.
You're strange.
You cute little bite-bite.
Don't touch me. Look at it.
Come here, little bite-bite.
Stop it.
Yes, bite.
Oh, get away from me.
You're so...
Kick you in the nuts.
Coochie.
Ow. Get away from me. Go look at another baby. You baby looker. Get out of here. Mommy, take me away, Mommy.
Wait till Christmas, baby. You'll get coal in your stocking.
Mommy, that mean man kept looking at me because I'm a baby. Where's my mommy? Mommy? Come here, Mommy.
The primordial ooze.
Get away from me.
The primordial ooze that is in the eyes of a baby.
You're a mean baby looker. Get away from me.
Go on and get your grandma out of here.
Leave me alone, baby man. Baby man, get out of here.
Drop kick you.
Ow, you don't kick the... Don't kick the baby. That's not nice.
I was a beautiful baby.
What do you know about it? Who had told you so? It may
the best. So I loved and I lost, and I might as well confess.
I loved and I lost right here on Vinyl Cobwebs. Those are the sweet soul sounds of the Impressions with Curtis Mayfield at the mic. Oh yes, when the Iceman left the group after
For Your Precious Love.
Good old Curtis Mayfield took over with his high falsetto voice and I loved and I lost. All right, Vinyl Cobwebs.
Hey, Premium.
What?
Here's a Milky Way for ya.
Oh,
you can tell Halloween's coming because
delicious.
Miranda, our secretary, always stocks the Halloween bowls with candy month in advance.
That time of year again coming up, yeah.
Anyway, I have a record. Scoot over. We only have one mic tonight, so I have to move over.
1967 was the year, by the way.
I have a record for you, Premium, that I bought over at Dave Hansen's record collector in Sugar House. Yeah, he claims it's the greatest doo-wop platter ever recorded. It's an obscurity.
What do you know about doo-wop?
Well, anyway, when you hear this, you're going to go, that's the best harmonies you've ever heard on a doo-wop platter. I don't know. What is your favorite doo-wop harmony platter?
Right now it's...
Where you think they sing perfect. The harmonies are just exactly perfect. There's not a single mistake.
My favorite right now is, just a second.
Do, 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 do.
It's Unbelievable by the Larks.
That's your favorite, huh? Well, after you hear this one, you're going to go, my goodness, that is just extra stellar. It blows the Larks version away. Anyway, this is Over the Rainbow. Dig these perfect harmonies, Premium.
Over the rainbow.
Behind me,
where troubles melt like lemon drops,
way up on the chimney top, that's where you find me
I guess Dave Hansen, the record collector, is all wrong, washed up. And Premium, I don't know about you, but I'm eating these Milky Ways. You had several. They sure make your mouth all flobbery. They do the caramel on them.
Yeah, you're drooling.
I'm drooling all over the microphone. A flobbery caramel. Caramelicious.
I can't wait till Halloween special.
Why? We're not doing a Halloween special this year.
Oh, yes, we are.
No, we're not. We're going to rerun the old one. And yes, to give you a preview of the old one, this is what we did.
You're a scary ghost. You're a scary ghost. You're a scary ghost. Get away
from me. This is Couch Cashmere.
And Frankenstein.
Playing the creepy Oregon and Vinyl Cobwebs Halloween special.
I have bolts in my neck.
Hey, Frankie, try some of this blood pudding. You're drooling all over the carpet. All over my lovely red carpet, Frankenstein.
Why another record, arg?
Put a bolt in your neck. Another bolt.
Hey, Count.
Yes? What?
Put a cork in it.
What's all funny?
Put a cork in it.
Hey, this is Scary Guy telling you about my website, scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K. At scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K, you'll find all sorts of bizarre, esoteric, disturbing, and totally retro cool films of all kinds. Visit us right now. scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K. Get scary.
That's it.